Senate crossroads, coronavirus spreads. I'm John Trout. Questions remain as to how the impeachment trial in the Senate will play out today. Senators appear poised on a vote to reject impeachment witnesses. If that occurs, Lauren Fox reports, an acquittal of President Trump is all but certain.
Democrats could drag this out over some procedural votes for a period of time. We still don't have a great sense of whether or not they plan to do that, whether or not they want to force the Republicans to vote in the dead of night to acquit the president, whether or not they want to do it in prime time.
The Allied Pilots Association, representing American Airlines pilots, has sued the company to halt the carrier's U.S.-China service, citing serious health threats posed by coronavirus. Russia has reported its first two cases of the virus. They've now closed their land border with China and suspended train traffic between countries. Correspondent Kati Anoshi is in Japan, where businesses large and small are feeling the financial effects of the virus.
With China in lockdown, retailers here in Japan are very concerned about a possible drop-off, prolonged drop-off in sales. Take, for example, the street in Ginza, which is the center of Tokyo, very popular spot for Chinese tourists. On a Friday night like this, in the middle of Lunar New Year, this place would usually be full of people, but it's not. When you consider that 9.6 million Chinese tourists arrived in Japan in 2019, and that on average, one person spends 2,000 US dollars, if this goes on for a prolonged period of time, it could have a big impact on domestic consumption.
USA Gymnastics has offered Larry Nassar's victims a $215 million settlement as part of a plan for the organization to exit bankruptcy. Under the plan, survivors who suffered sexual abuse at the hands of the disgraced physician are given two options. They can either vote as a group to accept the settlement or pursue personal lawsuits. I'm John Trout.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and it's time for the Spring Sports semi-annual gun clearance sale. Semi-annual, that means twice a year. And gun clearance means it's all gotta go. Guns, that is. We're talking new and used, special buys, and more, all at blowout prices. And it's going on all week long. The semi-annual gun clearance sale at Spriggs. Stop in and see it for yourself. You know you wanna. Because whether it's the gun clearance sale, the indoor shooting range, which is really cool, by the way, the archery gear, the ammo, the outdoor gear, you name it, you're going to find it at Sprague Sports. Don't miss the semi-annual gun clearance sale going on now. Lots of guns, got to go. Twice a year. Handguns, rifles, shotguns, you name it. It's all happening at Sprague Sports. Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Responsible gun ownership since 1956. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's. Online at Sprague's.com.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Sunny and 77 today, 50 overnight tonight, north wind at 10 to 15. 79 and sunny tomorrow, 48 tomorrow night, northeast wind at 10. And for Sunday, sunny and 80 with a southeast wind at 10, 52 on Sunday night.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Hey, Yuma, this is Money Talk. Tom Rush here, and it's another great day in Yuma. We got a guest today for the hour. He's been on many times. He's also known as the insurance expert, Eric Friends with Yuma Risk Management.
Good morning, Yuma. How are you guys?
Hey, you're kind of smirking at my me presenting you that way. You're a humble guy. Come on, take credit.
Yeah, I have a lot of experience. Just like everything else, learned a lot through the years.
Hey, so before we go into the basics of insurance and why people need all types of insurance, and we're going to talk individually about some of the different areas that I see when I'm planning with people, give a little background on yourself just so people have an idea of your experience and all that.
Well, my dad got into the insurance business late in life. We came to Yuma. He was in the manufacturing business, and that's what brought us here. And then, we didn't want to move from Yuma when the manufacturing kind of left San Luis. He found insurance after working some oddball jobs. And then when I finished school in Tucson, I didn't really know what I wanted to do, and he had an opportunity, and God kind of showed his way, and so he was an agent for a company called Farm Bureau, and went and worked there for about 10 years, and then when he was getting close towards retirement, we were kind of considering what our options were, and made a decision to open up an agency, obviously with the help of some partners, and got into the independent insurance business. And actually, our business just turned 7 years old on January 17th. So we're really proud of that. And so now we got 17 years in the insurance business through a couple different directions, and we dabble in just a little bit of everything, and that's. And we got a phone call already.
Hey, so
man, lost him.
So let's talk about. You just said you formed an independent insurance company 7 years ago. So what exactly does that mean to people, listeners out there that aren't quite sure what that means? I mean, independent. But how's that different?
So if you look at agencies around Yuma, you got two different types. You have what's called captives, which are basically your State Farms and your Allstates and your companies that an agent will offer you an insurance proposal from one company. What makes us different, being independent, is that we have the ability to, as long as an insurance company will do business with us, we have the ability to offer us. We're not restricted to offer insurance through any one company. And given that all people are different and needs are different, risks are different, exposures are different. There's different companies. There's a reason why there's so many insurance companies on TV. And so we have contracts with 12 different, home and auto insurance companies and, 25 different commercial insurance companies and 10 different health insurance companies. And we're constantly looking at, the options that are out there to try and offer a well-rounded, comprehensive portfolio of products for our clients. So that we stay competitive from a pricing standpoint and offer the best coverage. So it gives us more options to be able to offer our clients.
And I know there's probably some type of formula on what's an ideal client for an insurance company, and that formula has to probably do with less risk and not having as many claims. One of the things I've seen with your practice is you guys can actually go niche down the other way. And if someone has issues, either driving record issues or other issues, I believe, like, say, DUI or something, you can go out and try to find those insurance companies that embrace those companies, where a lot of the bigger guys, they just don't want to mess with. If you don't fit in that little box, you don't get insured, right?
Yeah, it's funny enough. The higher-risk people are looking at there's two things, really, these days that we see that where an insurance company considers it to be a higher risk. Those that don't have continuous insurance, even for one day, they look at it as that lapse in coverage. I don't know, lack of responsibility, but that actually, eliminates a lot of the preferred insurance companies, a lot of the best insurance companies. If you don't have continuous insurance, then they won't even offer you coverage. The right pricing doesn't even matter. And then, amazingly enough, and I had the hardest time kind of wrapping my head around this, but credit is the biggest factor in pricing insurance these days. Started about 15 years ago, and I always kind of looked at it with a jaundiced eye, where, you know, a lot of my clients that I had to, you know, call on a monthly basis and remind them that their payments were due, and I never had to deal with claims. And then I'd have physicians and, you know, all the you know, wealthier, I guess, you know, clients that I've got, and they had claims, and not only did they have claims, but they were severe claims. And but every good insurance company is now pricing for credit, to the point where somebody with good credit with a colorful record will get better insurance rates than those that have clean records and poor financial records.
Discriminates against the poor people.
Well, you could call it discrimination, but it's all, I mean, insurance companies, they look at black and white. You know, they predict risk, and if, you know, they don't collude. So, you know, if this was garbage, you'd see an insurance company like Progressive that would
go against it.
Would go against it, and they'd have all the business.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I mean, it's impossible to argue with the insurance companies, the actuaries now. They look at it, and the credit is the biggest factor in pricing insurance. There's nothing. Yeah. It's not even close anymore.
Yeah, they probably figure if you're got good credit, it means you got a job and you probably make some money, which means you're responsible, probably more responsible. And, you know, if you work for your money, you probably realize you don't want to see it go out the door. So you got a little bit of a, you know.
Yeah, I always understood it on a homeowner's insurance basis, you know, pride of ownership, you know, being proactive with taking care of your home, protecting your home. You know, I always kind of got that. The auto insurance, because there's so much of a, you know, why do auto insurance or auto accidents happen? And, you know, I don't know, you know, the, you know, financially responsible people tend to be physically responsible, and you know, they're not late or in a hurry or, you know, distracted while they're driving. They tend to just live their life a different way, and the numbers are the numbers, you know, and the insurance companies look at it that way, and they get better pricing on their insurance rates.
Hey, so one of the things I want to do, and I think this will be interesting for the listeners, is basically walk through someone's life on when insurance would come into play and why, and then we can probably ask you more questions as we go. So let's assume a newborn, and maybe talk about the parents a little bit, but I'm talking about that individual. I have my insurance license too, so I'll throw in my opinion from what I see too. But as far as a newborn, what we see happen there is a lot of parents have some form of life insurance. If they don't, a family is probably the main reason to get life insurance.
Sure.
Whether it's a marriage or even with kids, you need more. But what I found out is a lot of these policies, when people buy them, there's a little rider you can check the box, and it will insure your kid. Usually it's $10,000, and I think it's unlimited kids. So if you have a lot of kids, it's even better. But it's basically, and it's minimal. I mean, we're talking like, you know, a couple bucks or something a month.
Exactly.
So the first, you know, in my example with my kids, they got $10,000 life insurance when they were born or close to it. And really that's just there in case something ever happens. You know, funeral costs and that probably.
It's a final expense,
yeah.
Type thing. I mean, you're not looking to profit from it, you know. But yeah, there's so, you know, that's a big point. You know, I look even further back. You know, the first time I start having conversations with people, it's, you know, when they first get their driver's license. You know, and the first I offer to have conversations with my clients' kids, because I know my kids don't always listen to me like they listen to somebody other than their parent.
Hey, we're going through the chain of age here.
Well, that's why I'm starting at 16, you know, and then, you know, you look at, you know, health insurance coming up when they get out of college and go into work. And then, you know, when it comes to the life insurance thing, you know, the earlier you look at it, the better. You know, pricing for insurance, obviously, the older you get, the more expensive it is. And if you have any health issues, you know, it makes it so it's impossible. And so, you know, there's been a lot of, like, all week I feel like I've been seeing, you know, the Kobe Bryant stories and everything. And, I mean, there's a great example. You know, you saw three kids. Now, they have, you know, money's not an issue in that case. But, you know, how many times do we drive by 24th Street and 4th Avenue and see car washes, you know, or see GoFundMe pages? And, you know, it's not meant to, you know, it's hard to have this conversation with parents because they don't like to consider the idea that their kids might die. And we're coming up on the break.
Hey, this is Money Talk. We'll be right back, 5, 6 a.m.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 1808.99, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081. To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
If you were diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition, you'd get a second opinion. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being too? If you've been questioning the wisdom of the investment plan you've been following, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs and offer a vital second opinion. Simply call Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management at 928-329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FIS. INRA SIPC.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 1808.99. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081.
With Americans enjoying longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to work for you towards your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility liquid assets or longer-term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 1808.99. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Hey, Yuma, this is Money Talk. Tom Rush here with Yuma Investment Group. We got our guest today, Eric Friends with Yuma Risk Management. Eric's a full-time insurance guy. Where's your office located and what's your number?
Yeah, our phone number is 928-726-9338. The name of the agency is Yuma Risk Management, and we're over on the address is 220 East 16th Street, Suite 3. We're over in the office complex next to Smart and Final, across from Wells Fargo, on First and 16th. So,
as we're progressing with someone's life, and when they come across or need insurance after birth, and maybe getting some life insurance from the parents, the other thing that comes to my mind is doctor visits. I know when you have a kid, I mean, newborn, you're going, I think the checkups are, you know, every 3 months till they get older, and then they're twice a year, and then shots and all that. So let's talk a little bit about health insurance. I know health insurance has really changed a lot with the Obamacare disrupting it. Now it seems to be going back the other way a little bit. But what would you say to listeners out there as far as what they need to consider regarding health insurance?
All right. And you've got a phone call if you want to take that real quick.
Sure.
All right. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Got a question. And this happened to me. When my son was born and when he turned 16, the insurance company said, we need to insure him. He's got a driver's license. He didn't get it, but they were insistent that he get insured because he turned 16, he should have a driver's license. How do they know that he needs to be insured?
Well, so the question comes around to, you know, the information about kids and whatnot is out there. There's a lot of sources. The biggest source now is the U.S. Postal Service. So the Postal Service is not in the business of mail and delivering it anymore. Now they're in the information business. And so the insurance companies, through a lot of different avenues, are able to know that they have that you have a 16-year-old driver in your household. And so all I can say is that there has been a plague of people that get young drivers in their household and they don't advise their insurance company that they exist. It's been going on for a long time. People have figured out that when they have an auto policy with some of the better companies, the insurance companies are going to cover it whether or not you have that driver listed on the policy or not. It's called a permissive use deal on a policy. And so what insurance companies are now doing is they're taking steps to try and make it painful for you to do something like that, where you have a driver in the household and they're not on the policy, so that they actually, what they want is to collect collect the right premium for the risk.
Wait a minute, Eric. Did you say he did not get his driver's license?
Yeah, right. So what they will do, you don't have to add him to a policy, but what they will do is they'll ask you to add him to a policy and then exclude him. So you got to put him, if that's, now you can make a decision to do business with some other insurance company that might not make you do that, but they're basically asking the question so that you will say, he does not have a driver's license. Now they might require you to put him on the policy and then consequently exclude him, so that they know 100% that if that kid is driving a vehicle, the incident will not be covered.
Oh.
So you, like, I had one recently where a 19-year-old was found to be living in the household, and she did have a license, had her own car, had her own insurance, but the way the insurance companies see it is, you're supposed to have every licensed household driver on your policy, and you know, if you don't, you know, then they will add him. So in this particular case, they added this 19-year-old driver, and it took these people's premium from $4,000 to $7,000. And they were pretty upset. And so we talked to the insurance company, and we were not allowed to take her off because she was living in the household. What we could do was exclude her. So the premium went back to the number it was before, but the insurance company now has a, you know, can sleep at night because they don't have a risk that in the household that they might have to cover that they're not collecting premium on. So that's what you can ask that. You know, there's some insurance companies that once they find out about a person living in the household that's of legal driving age, they might ask you to add them to the policy, but then you can exclude them from coverage, and that should get you back to the premium you were at before. If it doesn't, then I would go check around and look for another insurance company. But they look through all sources to try and find out who might be living in the household, 16-year-olds or otherwise. And the reason is, because so many people aren't honest about their 16 and 17-year-olds being in the household,
yeah,
because
they
know
more money.
Well, it's a ton of money. You know, a 16-year-old, anybody who's had that go through, I mean, it can double premiums. And so as we're talking about this stage of life thing, you know, one of the big stages of life is when you have one of your kids get their license. And I'll be honest, like, for my clients, not only, like, we do what's called remarket. And so even within my family of companies, I will shop my own client with another insurance company around the time that they have a young driver get insurance, because most definitely there is a great insurance company for when you don't have any kids on the policy, and there are better insurance companies for when you do have kids on the policy. And there are some insurance companies that look at it as though they have no interest in insuring a 16-year-old driver and will price you as such, basically, you know, more or less asking you to go find insurance somewhere else. But for answer your question, you know, just ask them if you can exclude him as a driver, On the policy, you could add him and then exclude him, and then he shouldn't be costing against you, and then you shouldn't have to worry about, until he gets his permit, that you need to put him on. So that's how you attack that. If they don't exclude him and they want to charge you for an unlicensed driver, I would find somewhere else to go.
What's the name of your company there, Eric?
Yuma Risk Management Group. You do not have to insure unlicensed drivers, but they might. Your insurance company might want you to add them, but then you can consequently exclude them. So.
Hey, thanks for the call. So, let's talk about health insurance since we're on this little road of life of insurance. So naturally, if it's done through your employer and the plans are pretty solid, usually an employer plan's a little cheaper. Because the employer kicks some money in. So that, I'm not saying that's always the case.
For the employee, the families, you don't have that scenario. There are very few employers that will actually pay a portion of your family's premium.
Okay.
So,
so what are some of the tips people that have health insurance? I mean, I know it's generality, but what are some of the things that you at least consider or look at?
Well, number one consideration is pay close attention to your election next year, and all that. There is going to be some. The health care is going to be a huge deal. The can has been kicked down the road for a long time, and it should be one of the biggest factors in this coming election. Depending on who wins, it could go any one of a lot of different directions. It is such a mess right now. There are so few options. If you live in Yuma County and don't have insurance through your employer, there's only one place to go. You go through the Obamacare system, and depending upon your income, you either are fully subsidized for that insurance or you're paying the full sticker price. And there's some alternative ways you can deal with it. There's some what's called medical sharing arrangements that are marketed through like churches, which is basically what we call a risk retention group. Where you get a group of people together and they basically, it's not an insurance, but people pool their money together and then pay claims out of it. It's not something that I've really kind of dabbled in too much because it makes me uncomfortable. But in the interest of, you could look at a 60-year-old that makes a fair amount of money, the going premium is $1,100 or $1,200 a month. It's become the biggest expense. In people's budgets, and the doctors are taking less and less of the insurances. I mean, most of the doctors locally are becoming employees of the hospital, and so what the hospital does and doesn't do is painting what happens for people. But if you're healthy, you have a few more options. There are what's called short-term medical insurance policies that you can get, and they're not so short-term anymore. You can get them from anywhere up to 3 years. Now, it's not the most, it's more of an accident policy than it is I've got a pre-existing condition that I need treatment on, but if you stay pretty healthy, you can go to one of these short-term policies and save a lot of money. The election is going to be a big deal. I mean, you could go anywhere from where the government is taking over and publicizing healthcare coverage to the abolishment of Obamacare. I mean, it could go, Medicare for all. There's going to be some there's going to be a lot of changes and things being said, and I stay educated.
I thought in the environment that things were kind of going away from the Obamacare, but you think that might not be the case either, huh?
Well, I haven't seen, that, I don't see I do not see more employers offering coverage. If anything, you're seeing less employers offer coverage because the costs of health insurance are more than they can handle. I'm seeing, the Obamacare system in Yuma County is all there is unless you stay somewhat healthy and you can get one of these short-term arrangements. So there's, the only thing you can go through, you can get what's called health savings accounts, and that will help pay for some of the out-of-pocket expense like deductible and shelter it from a tax perspective, but you're seeing $6,000 and $7,000 deductibles, no copays at the doctor's office where you have to pay the full sticker price. It's a real mess, and pay attention next year in the election, and it's because it's You know, they could go a lot of different directions.
Free
based
isn't
on
always the, free. Throw that out there.
Well, free is never free. You know, I mean, free costs everybody. You know, and the ticket's coming up. So,
hey, we're taking another break here. This is Money Talk, 5-6 a.m.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
If you were diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition, you'd get a second opinion. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being too? If you've been questioning the wisdom of the investment plan you've been following, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs and offer a vital second opinion. Simply call Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management at 928-329-1700. Securities offered through Wealth Management.
With Americans enjoying longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to work for you towards your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility liquid assets or longer-term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial Services, member FINRA.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258, 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
With Americans enjoying longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to work for you towards your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility liquid assets or longer-term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. IPC.
Hey, Yuma, this is Money Talk. Tom Rush here and Eric Friends with Yuma Risk Management. He's an insurance guy, specialist. And we're just talking about the ins and outs of insurance and how people need them throughout their life. You know, if you had to tell the average person with just the word insurance, I don't think it percolates well with people. Sure. I mean, it should, right? But I think people think, that's a cost, and, you know, that's a risk, and it's an unknown risk, and it's a gray area.
Sure.
But I know one thing, when we grow people's wealth and people, you know, are trying to get ahead in this world, the quickest way to have it taken away, or one of the ways, is through either medical costs, because that can run up a big bill, or the fact of getting sued.
Sure.
And I'm leading into when your kids turn 16 and they want to drive, and all my kids were driving at 16, one of the things that parents need to think about getting, and maybe even before that 16, but is an umbrella policy. What percentage of the people, if you had to guess, have umbrella policies? 10%?
I don't think it's that. You 5%? Know, I think it's in the single digits. You know, it's you know, to even get an umbrella policy, you have to maintain a certain level of coverage on your auto insurance, and you know it's under 25% that actually have the coverage on their primary policy that you'd even make you eligible to have the umbrella.
So let's explain what an umbrella policy is. I think a lot of people they think you're talking about rain or something, but you want to give an overview.
So basically, you know what, I mean, the cost of liability insurance on your homeowner's policy or on your auto insurance policy or on your business, I mean, it's expensive. You know, it is an expensive thing. You know, forget, you know, the people think, okay, you know, I got a brand new car, you know, and I need full coverage. So, it's liability insurance is the expense. All this stuff about health care, you know, that's the main driving force for the increase in liability rates is how expensive it is to get things done at the hospital.
So keep it simple for the listeners, it's extra insurance.
Sure. So, you know, so in lieu of, once you get to a certain point, it is a cheaper way of getting insurance. If you look at it from this, where, you know, the likelihood that you'll have an umbrella claim, like, is pretty low, because if you got into an accident and were liable for somebody else's injuries, you'd use the auto insurance until it reached to a certain point. So most umbrella insurance companies know that you'd have to go through that main policy before you'd need them. And so because of that, you know, the pricing for it is pretty inexpensive. Now, the risk matters. So like when you have a 16-year-old driver, you know, or just as much an 85-year-old driver, you know, I mean, the questions come up, you know, under 20 or over 80, you know, the cost of the umbrella insurance goes up, and it's not the easiest thing to talk to. I mean, I had a physician in my office a week ago that was, you know, with one of the captive carriers in locally, and he's got rates that are what we call $25,000, $50,000, where, you know, if his kid hurts somebody in an accident or hurts a couple people, the insurance company is going to pay out $25,000 times two. You know, and I'm sitting there and I'm telling him, you know, let me Google you. You know, and you know, how long would it take me to figure out you're an MD? You know, and I'm a amateur, you know, private investigator. You know, it does not take long to figure out that you might have some assets, and it might be worth sending off a few letters.
So you're saying the attorneys go after people with money?
Absolutely. You know, they're looking at people that might have higher insurance policies. I always also hear this all the time, is that, you know, the lawyers are only going to go after the insurance policies. Well, you know, to a certain extent, that's true. You know, but also, like, if they see certain things, they will know, you know, that there might be something in the hole, and depending upon how serious the deal is, it could be an issue. The umbrella policy it's you know, it's hard when dealing with a 16-year-old driver because the rates are already going up as it is. People don't want to spend more for extra insurance because they're already paying more. So it's tough.
So just to summarize umbrella policy, tell me if I'm wrong, it's basically extra insurance that covers your houses and your car, and basically if someone gets hurt either at your house or in the car, it eats through the car insurance or the house insurance first, and then the umbrella policy kicks in after that.
Exactly. So most umbrella carriers make you carry a minimum standard of insurance, let's say $300,000 on your homeowner's policy. You know, I had one a few years ago local where a kid died at a house because there was a party and parents didn't know about it. You know, and they died at the house, and you know, the $300,000 goes by fast, and you know, they would have, if their umbrella policy, it conceivably could have become a risk to their asset. So,
hey, the first time I heard about umbrella policy, I was actually working at Merrill Lynch, and I think I was in my mid-20s, and my branch manager up in Phoenix, his kid was driving down the road, he was in high school, and this moped came out of nowhere, like through bushes, and basically ran in front of him, killed the guy, but the guy they found out later was drunk on a moped. He was a college kid at ASU.
Mm-hmm.
So completely wasn't his kid's fault, but again, the attorneys realized that his dad was the manager of this big Merrill Lynch office, and they went after him hard and heavy. So he told me, he goes, an umbrella policy is also a quicker way to get rid of the problem, right?
Sure, absolutely.
So explain that a little bit.
You know, especially locally here, you know, I think most local attorneys, they don't have much court experience. You know, they want to get
you're making some of these attorneys mad, Eric.
I'm sorry. Like, I've been through a couple of these experiences personally, you know, with my family, and you know, the idea that they were ever going to go in court was that, you know, was not there. You know, it was a negotiation through letters. You know, but if you know, they do the best thing they can for their clients, and the, you know, if the clients, you know, if the insurance policy isn't there, you know, I'll tell you, any kind of a business owner. You know, I mean, I spend so much time and money trying to increase my online presence to bring in, you know, bring in opportunities for my employees, you know, and all that does is it takes 2 seconds to go on Google and say, hey, you know, Eric Friends is a business owner. It's worth a shot, you know, and they, you know, they send off letters and you never know what might happen. And so, you know, if you're a business owner of any kind, you know, prepare yourself, you know, that if something happens, you know, they're going to send off some letters and there is no winning with the lawyer. There is no winning. You know, you could completely win the case and how many $300 to $400 an hour, you know, sessions do you need to pay for it? You lose, you know, so.
So can you have an umbrella policy through a business or no?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. So they have commercial umbrella policies. You know, it's not as necessary. Well, I'd say that, you know, most commercial liability policies are in the millions. You know, the basic liability, you know, a homeowner's is $100,000, $300,000. You know, everybody that has a business policy generally has $1 million limits or $2 million limits. So, yeah.
But if someone runs their car through the front of your office and, you know, kills somebody or such, I mean, that would cover, that's the purpose of it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, because the, you know, somebody might, you know, all right, there was an instance where one of the local restaurants a few years ago got, you know, a car ran through it. You know, and that person could have hit something, didn't, but could have hit somebody, you know, and you know, an attorney might say they'll go after the driver of the car who is ultimately responsible.
Yeah, but you should have had a boundary, you should have had cement.
Whatever, you know, I mean, any kind of anything like that they can find, and they will go after the best target.
And
you
wonder
know?
If Tom Kelly's listening to this show right now.
I mean, I was thinking about that, you know, but, you know, so there's, you know, just by owning a business, you're at risk. You know, and, you know, I mean, my business, we have a lot of insurance policies. You know, I have a policy just in case somebody trips and falls in my office, but that's minimal. But the insurance policy that we maintain for making mistakes professionally, that's a huge expense for us because, you know, I send an insurance policy to Russ and it's 100 pages long. The expectation in the courts are that they, you know, people aren't made responsible to read it, you know, and so, you know, the court will always side with the consumer over the business owner, and in a tie, it goes to the consumer, and so, you know, business owners are at risk every single second. You know, so.
Okay, so basically you got your 16, you got your car, and then the next phase of insurance is probably, not college, there's not much insurance, right? I mean, you're on your parents' insurance probably.
A lot of times on health insurance and car insurance. Yeah.
But the next thing is when you become a renter, because I remember before you buy a house, most people are going to rent. So let's talk about renter's insurance. What is it, A, and what do you think about it?
It's a pretty simple thing. You know, it's basically covering two things. It's covering your stuff and, again, potential liability just in case somebody got hurt. You know, a lot of places here or up in Phoenix, you know, are now requiring that a renter maintains their own renter's policy. So it's kind of like auto insurance where you don't really have a choice. If you rent a home from somebody, they are requiring you to maintain renter's insurance. And we're starting to see that come down to Yuma, where you're seeing a lot of tenants that are being forced to get insurance. You know, the landlord will carry the insurance as well, obviously, but they want the renter to use theirs first, and then so that saves them from having to use their own because they realize if they have a claim, you know, they could lose their own insurance or the pricing could go up.
Now, if you're renting it, I mean, that's if you're renting a house from somebody.
Or apartment,
But how about if you own a rental house? Is that just regular insurance, or you can get a policy for that too?
No, for those that might have a rental house or might have a house that's vacant, you know, because it's on the market or in between, you know, the occupancy of the home is really, really important. Is it your primary home? Is it your secondary home? Is it owner-occupied? Is it tenant-occupied? Is it on the market? You know, how this is, please check with your insurance agencies or your agents or your companies and make sure that your insurance isn't invalidated because you're not living in that house now. It's a rental. The coverages are different. You know, your liability coverages are different if you're an owner versus being a landlord. So a lot of people think, okay, I moved to Colorado and my home's on the market. There's nothing in it. It is a vacant risk. A lot of policies you lose vandalism coverage. A lot of policies you lose coverage for water damage. And so there's these liability as well. And so ask these questions, like occupancy matters. It's not, the home is not the risk. the home plus the people plus who's occupying it are all the risks. So yes, you know, a renter's policy is a great idea. You know, anybody's perspective on insurance,
And what does that usually cost? Like $50 a month?
I mean, not even that. You know, if somebody came to me, well, somebody did come to me yesterday. It was $60 for 3 months. So it's a $20 a month. And the only reason why it was that much is because they have their auto insurance in another state. You know, most insurance companies that you do an auto renter's combination, the discount pays for the insurance. So it's almost nothing.
So how important is it to try to combine insurance so that you can get the best rate? And I'm looking here, we got another break, but when we get back, I want you to answer that. This is 5-6 a.m. Money Talk.
With Americans enjoying longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to work for you towards your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility liquid assets or longer-term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and it's time for the Sprague Sports semi-annual gun clearance sale. Semi-annual, that means twice a year. And gun clearance means it's all gotta go. Guns, that is. We're talking new and used, special buys, and more, all at blowout prices. And it's going on all week long. The semi-annual gun clearance sale at Sprague's. Stop in and see it for yourself. You know you wanna. Because whether it's the gun clearance sale, the indoor shooting range, which is really cool, by the way, the archery gear, the ammo, the outdoor gear, you name it, you're going to find it at Sprague Sports. Don't miss the semi-annual gun clearance sale going on now. Lots of guns, got to go. Twice a year. Handguns, rifles, shotguns, you name it. It's all happening at Sprague Sports. Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Responsible gun ownership since 1956. Sprague's, 32nd Street. Next to Lowe's. Online at Sprague's.com.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Good morning. I'm Aziza Schuler with your KYMA News 11 update. El Centro had its annual State of the City address, and according to the mayor, there's a lot to look forward to this year. 13 new businesses opened up last year, and this year, 8 new ones are underway. According to Silva, El Centro's housing will need to nearly double in order to accommodate the population growth expected in the next 30 years. The biggest change residents should expect and might not look forward to is the Imperial Avenue Interchange project. The bridge and off-ramps on Interstate 8 will have limited access during construction. While the Harlem Wizards are coming to Yuma, the Mary Otundo Elementary School is bringing the Harlem Wizards to town. This will take place on Saturday at 7 p.m. at Castle Dome Middle School. For tickets, you can visit their website, thundertix.com. Please come out for a great evening of family, fun, laughs, and memories. Thank you for watching KYMA News 11. We will see you right back here for more news.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Hey Yuma, this is Money Talk. Tom Rush here, Yuma Investment Group, and we got Eric Friends, who's an insurance specialist over at Yuma Risk Management. We're talking insurance. Give us a call if you have a question, 344-5258. But the question I asked before we took a break, and I'll ask it again, you can answer it. As far as getting a better rate, or getting like a bundled plan, is it worth it to basically have your insurance with one company or with different companies?
Definitely, maybe. You know, so, you know, it's overblown, I will say. You know, it's overblown. Like, it's not quite as black and white as the insurance companies would have you think.
So it's case by case.
Right.
Let's take a phone call. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
This has nothing to do with insurance, I'm sorry. But since we have such a trio of brainiacs here, that Harlem Wizards that is coming to a school in town here, do you guys know if that used to be the Harlem Globetrotters, or is that a whole...
You know what, it's a knockoff of the Harlem Globetrotters. I mean,
it is.
Yeah, it's a knockoff. But I've seen them before. They're pretty interesting, and a lot of them are ex-athletes from college or even the NBA. But no, I would go see it. Last one I went to was a Rotary Club used to do one here, and it was really entertaining, and they have trick shots, and they make it really fun for the kids.
Yeah, well, I went to one, too. It was definitely worth your time.
All right, take care, bye.
So, getting back to the question, there are, I will say this. All right, you go to a company, okay, let's say Company A, one of the big ones, the one that Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback, is repping these days. You know, if you, by bundling your stuff, it will definitely make your price with that company better, no getting around it. Will it help you from what your alternatives are in other markets? Not necessarily. You know, somebody that comes to me, we will look at a bunch of different options, and one of them is, do we write it together? And another one is writing it was separate. There are instances where both make sense. We have insurance companies. I was talking about credit earlier. There are still a few insurance companies out there that don't rate based on credit. And so there are situations where it's a better, like you can usually tell somebody's credit because when that company or two that doesn't rate based on credit is the best,
sure.
You know that maybe the credit of the person you're working with isn't the best. And you can go to a situation where maybe you'll write the homeowners with them and not and go to somebody else with the auto insurance. And, you know, convenience matters, you know, and there's, you know, if it's a, you know, obviously for most people they would say a couple bucks, I don't really care. I'd like the consistency and the convenience of having the same insurance company, because there are also reasons why you would have, you know, almost every insurance company now, if you had a loss that involved both your home and your auto, they'll only get you for one deductible. And so almost everybody's kind of doing that, where if you had a little fire and maybe a car was damaged, home was damaged, they'll only charge you one deductible for it. And actually, a lot of times, if the loss is bad enough, they won't even charge you that one deductible, where if you have multiple insurance companies, you will definitely pay multiple deductibles. So they're leveraging it. So, you know, if it's only a couple bucks difference, you'd probably combine them just for those reasons. But, you know, there's a threshold where, you know, convenience is not the top priority. So, you know.
Now, I read somewhere that the average person shops their insurance about every 8 to 9 years. I don't know if you ever heard any stats like that, but what do you recommend? I mean, how does it work from the inside?
You know, I'd say like, you know, I would look every 3 years. I would not look every 6 months or 1 year. You know, the market just doesn't change that much. You know, unless something was happening. Maybe insurance companies are now
like the coronavirus.
Yeah, you know, you have an accident like that maybe is exhausting. You know, people used to think that 3 years was the time frame where a ticket or an accident would fall off your record. That's not true. It's now 5 years for most insurance companies. And so, you know, if you have an accident that's falling off, okay, that would be a reason. I don't look at it any like I guess on a all right. I need to religiously do it. You know, every year or 3 years or 5 years, but. Big deals. Like, you've got an accident falling off, a ticket falling off, maybe your credit's improved, you have a young driver, like these life events that happen from time to time, you know, would trigger it. That's what we look at for reasons why we might look at, you know, one of our clients that, you know, they didn't ask me, but, you know, we just went ahead and looked at it so that we might have a better offering than we can do for our clients. You know, and sometimes, you know, somebody might say, 10 bucks a month, you know, I'm happy, I'm okay. $50 a month, there's a number that they get them excited and say, you know, and you know, you don't have to. Like, that is the benefit of being an independent insurance agent.
But I think the point, though, is about every 3 years or so, there could be some significant money on the table that you're paying, because isn't a lot of these guys, their business model is to get you in the door, and then over time, rates go up?
Sure.
I mean, that's what they do. So at some point, they will price themselves back up.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of insurance companies have welcome discounts, new home buyer discounts. You know, they'll come up with just about everything.
You have a veteran discount?
Especially homeowners. Yeah, some insurance companies have veterans. Especially homeowners where most people who have a mortgage have their homes paid for through their mortgage payment. You know, the mortgage company is actually what pays it. A lot of times they get a homeowner's insurance policy once a year. They don't feel that pain, and so they don't notice that it's going up. You know, so in it's with auto insurance, everybody knows that. You know, it's coming out of their checking account once a month. So you will see it a lot with homeowner's insurance, and I will say that that is something that people should check more often than they currently are. Now, why I say don't check it once a year is that insurance companies are now, there's always been a like a discount for having had an insurance company or policy with a company for a long time. So, like, you know, you were with company A for 10 years and they're giving you discounts for being with them for a long time. Insurance companies are also offering discounts now because you've been with that other company. So they figured out ways, you know, and if you are hopping once a year, you are not getting as good a rates as you might get if you are changing every three. You know, the insurance companies know how long you've been with your prior insurance company.
Hey, I just had a client who was with a company, I won't say the name, but anyways, they called in and said, hey, we're gonna go somewhere else. And they were with this company for like 20 years, and the company immediately cut their rate down significantly.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she was kind of mad because she's like, well, look, I was with these guys for a long time, and all it took was a phone call to say, okay, we're going to drop it down. So what do you say about that? I mean, that's kind of a...
You know, my satellite provider did that to me, and I personally, as a consumer, hate it. You know, I don't want to have to make a phone call to save money. Like, I want them to do it on their own. And so, yeah, that is a new trend where you'll see... Now, you can't negotiate it. What's going on is that insurance companies have multiple rate filings with the Department of Insurance that are approved. So that if you call them up and say, I'm going to move, they'll offer you their other companies that already have approved rates, and they're always low. Not only are they lower, but they can be, you know, better coverage. You know, I know one around here that their base policy, their primary one, doesn't have coverage in Mexico. The secondary one offers an extension into Mexico. You know, I hate it.
So border town might make sense.
It's a big deal. Like, whether or not insurance companies offer extensions into Mexico is a big deal around here. And so I personally hate it.
30 miles into Mexico? What's the number?
No, everyone's different. Oh. You know, I've got some that'll go anywhere between 25, and I even have one that'll do up to 100. You know, I personally, as a consumer, I don't want to tell you I'm leaving so I can get a better rate. But I have had times where I saved somebody 25%. They called up to you know, cancel the policy, and then they got a better rate, and they called me back and said, hey, they saved me, you know, they beat you, like, because I told them I was going to leave, and they didn't care. I didn't get any credit for having saved the money. You know, I lost the opportunity. You know, so sometimes now, you know, I will tell somebody who doesn't want to shop it, and I know the companies that do this, you know, and I'll tell them, just give me a quote, give me an opportunity. At the very least, I will promise you I will save you some money, because when you call to cancel, they'll give you the second rate, and just to enlighten them about what this insurance company is doing to their clients.
So what's your take on having insurance when you drive out of Mexico?
Well, I speak decent Spanish, and so but even still, you know, I don't want to go to jail. You know, and you know, a lot of the Hispanics and Spanish speakers that's fluent, you know, they have this idea that they can talk their way out of it, and maybe they can. You know, I can't. You know, so, you know, my thinking is, for the costs, you know, I can offer a liability insurance policy for $500,000 for $170 a year, where somebody be able to drive any vehicle. How is that worth, you know, potentially putting yourself in danger of having to go to jail in a country where you're guilty until proven innocent? You know, that's...
So if you go to Mexico a lot because of family, or you just go down there, you should have something like that.
You can buy an annual policy for $170 that'll cover three drivers, like, on any vehicle they drive. It just doesn't make sense not to.
Hey, Eric, thanks for coming on. I know we're going to have you on more in the future, and this time went by really quick. We didn't get to cover a lot of the other things like disability and long-term care insurance. But we'll have you back on, and this is Money Talk. Everyone have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Opinions
voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
From the 1 hour.